That was Lunar Intruders Off to Nowhere, and we are somewhere with Matt from Lunar Intruder. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
So good. Oh, wow. And by guys, I mean me, right? They can't reply. But if they could reply, they would be like, hell yeah, Lunar Intruder in studio. So yeah. It's good stuff. Firstly, shout outs to who?
Shout outs to Herman Pacific for letting me get off work and come do this. If you guys ever need quality cedar wood products, they're your people.
Oh, yeah, nice. Some wood instruments, maybe? Some woodwork?
Yeah, yep.
Nice. Well, geez, get the sponsorship out of the way, nah?
Yeah. So, keep the boss happy.
First thing to say would be that you guys are currently involved in an Electric Kiwi Nest Fest competition, right?
Yes.
So, tell me about that. What's that all about, basically? What do you know?
There's a massive competition about like 6 weeks ago, and you had to post a video of a live original song. And we posted Angel, and we made it through to the finalists out of 300.
Mm.
3,000 does sound nicer, but 300.
Still so many.
And we're doing quite well, but we're still not in the top spot. So if you guys are listening, please go to Electric Kiwi's page and vote for Lunar Intruder, please.
Yeah, still do it.
Because, Nest Fest is a dream of ours, and like we've been working like 3 years now. And you also win, like you get your stuff pressed on vinyl as well.
Oh, which real? Is like
even better. And wow. I'm from Hawke's Bay as well, so like literally grew up there, so it would be a dream come true.
Damn, yeah, there's so many reasons then. Hey, head to the Facebook page right now and like it. Do it. Even if you're in your car, pull over and do it.
Please.
So it's been a hot second since Luna's been in the studio.
Yeah.
What's been going on for the band the last 3 months, shall we say?
Lots of practicing, lots of writing because of COVID. COVID's reared its ugly head again, so we haven't really done many gigs. We've done a few like backyard ones, pretty standard. And we've just been writing new tunes for this next EP that's coming out in February.
Wow, quick on the draw. That's the thing. I feel like every week or every 2 weeks there's a new Lunar Intruder track on the playlist.
Yeah, we can pump them out, man.
How do you think each of them are different? Like, how do you manage to keep creating banger after banger?
I feel like a lot of it comes down to like personal experience.
Mm.
A lot of these tracks on this next one are like, they definitely hit home for us, and we kind of use that to build a song, basically. So we got a couple of sad ones, which because a couple of our friends passed away, so we got one dedicated to them, which is like Cameron considers his best song he's ever made.
Wow!
So we're just like, that's pretty special.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Even I kind of like contributed to like one of the songs, which is like weird because Cam mostly does it.
So
but,
pretty.
Yeah, I came up with like a riff, and I was like, oh, yo, that's like that's pretty on. But
doing the thing.
Yeah. So we reckon it's pretty good. It's probably our best yet. We always say that, though.
Strength is strength, right? You're always going to improve. And wow, do you think that your lyrical content is now getting harder and harder to like create?
Oh, I don't even do the lyrics, man, so I don't have to worry about it. Cam does the lyrics, so I'm sweet with it.
Damn. Oh, wow, good on you. Well, that's the thing, right? He's the one, saying it, so it only makes sense.
We just want it in the back playing instruments. Like, we're just doing our job.
Surely you've got a preferred sound, right? Like, when you're on the stage, you want to be, you want the crowd to be hype, or do you want them to be sad? Or like?
I feel like you definitely have to take them on a little bit of a journey, up and downs, and then definitely leave them on the up when the set finishes.
No,
leave it on sad note.
You're right, exactly. What are some things we can expect from Luna in the coming months, shall we say? This EP, of course, but what else?
So we got another song coming out about mid-January after we play our first ever summer festival at Twisted Frequency.
Hey.
And then we do like a New Year's show in up there as well. So we've got two shows up there, and then we'll drop that new song and then hopefully play Nest Fest if everybody votes for us, please. And then I think we'll drop the EP around end of February then do a couple shows here and in Auckland, Wellington.
Hey,
make
sure to catch all of them, you know it.
So,
what is it just like being in this position, frankly? You know?
It's exciting, but at the same time, stressful. Very stressful.
I can't imagine. So that's the thing, like, to be actually doing the music thing, right? You're being paid to just jam out. What's better than that?
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good.
You got Herman Pacific listening.
My job's really good. I get paid very well, and I love my job.
Yes, bet. But is music the passion of yours? Where do you think this is going to take you?
I don't know, man. Just wherever it takes me, I'm happy. Like, this journey we've been on has been crazy, and we've done a lot of things. Like, been on TV, like our song was on TV. That was crazy. We started off from nothing, so anything's good to us, eh? And we're like, the people we've met and the things we've done, we appreciate it heaps.
Mm. See, that's the thing. I equally want to ask you to give advice to people, but also, like, I'm sure you're in the position where you want advice too from others,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I always tell people, like, just keep going, man. Like, if you think it's not going anywhere, just keep going. Because that's what we did. Like, we've obviously had our up and downs, and, like, we've all thought, like, this isn't going anywhere, but we just keep going, and then here we are, like, having stuff, you know, like, going to festivals and going, like, stuff on TV and, yeah, meeting, like, your idols.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah,
and probably Idols the band, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh yeah. I'm definitely going, man. Oh, I love Idols.
Yeah, same. That'd be good. Who are some of your musical influences? I ask this every time, but I want to see how it's changed.
Mine at the moment is Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah, solid.
Yeah, and then also I've been getting into the Flying Nun stuff.
Hey,
yeah, so good. Like, definitely big, as cool as, because the older fellas, Gary and Don from Hermpack, they talk about Flying Nun with me, and it's because they were like my age when that was coming out, and they talk about like the chills and the bats and all that, because like, they were here when they were experiencing it. So it's cool to see like their perspective, and then like I geek out with them as well.
Cool.
It's just like a bit of bonding.
Oh, sweet. Hey, bridging the gaps, right? That's what we love to hear. Yeah. It's the power of music, right? Well, geez, I'm trying to think of what is truly going to be the future of Lunar Intruder, but you can't think that far, can you? It's just the here and now, right?
I think that, okay, so this is my thoughts. I don't know if the boys will be keen, but so we do have some news as well. Our drummer Tom, he is leaving. He got his dream job up in Auckland for his engineering, so we're sad to see him go, but at the same time stoked. So we're looking for a new drummer, and then, but I think we're going to do, after this EP's out, I think we're just going to do an album.
Nice, yes. Because
we're all starting to get pretty old, and then, like,
say that.
I'm the oldest in the band, so I can say that, but the other young ones, they're finishing uni, so I think we're going to split ways at the end of next year, so we want to leave it on a high note. So three EPs and an album's not bad, eh?
It's a good run, wow, good stuff.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Where can people find all things Lunar Intruder online, and plug Nesfest in that Electric Kiwi thing again?
Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. It's basically we have a song on TikTok. Someone put a song on TikTok for us.
Tell me more right now. What?
Hasn't blown up yet. Yeah.
Give it time. Yeah.
So it was like a beekeeping one, and it's like slow motion, and they have Breeze on the Hills playing in the background, and it's actually pretty cool. I was like, someone came across it and sent it to us, and we're like, oh. Nice.
Like, solid. Yeah. Weird to think, right?
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyone can take your tunes, and that could be used for anything. You never know. That's the thing.
We had a meme made of us last night by our mate, which is pretty funny. We checked it up on Instagram as well, because like he sent it through, and I was like, this is too good not to share.
Hello. Exactly. Yeah. Jeez, the fan service, right?
Yeah,
the Lunar fandom, right?
It's good.
So, yes, Angel Lunar Intruder is coming up on the show, but you can actually catch the live performance on the Electric Kiwi website, where you can also like and get them into Nesfest. There you go.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much again, Matt, for coming into the studio, especially on a day like this. It is so weird.
Yeah.
We sold you right, eh? Summer vibes.